George IV also commissioned art. Antonio Canova was the most prolific and famous sculptor of the day, especially good at heroic images of power and passion.
This imposing statue by Canova is supposed to show George's prowess in war and in love. And here, you have Mars, god of war, being tamed, if you like, by Venus, the goddess of love. And even though it's hard marble, it looks wonderfully soft and fleshy. And then just here, there's this beautifully tender spot, a tiny erotic space carved out between the two curves, male and female. When George commissioned this, it was meant to represent the pacifying victory of Britain over the warlike Napoleon. But you could also read it in another way, because in Greek legend, Mars and Venus had a scandalous, adulterous affair. And that brings its meaning rather close to home, because by this time, George had had five mistresses and a string of illegitimate children.